There is Vanessa. I hope you're well this morning. Just wondering how you could be a bit more useful. I know you do a lot of advocacy and you strive to help parents with autistic children. You have children of your own and your grandmother. You're always busy. Can you be more useful or are you maxed out? Do you need to reorientate some of the priorities? How do you feel?
When people ask me that question, it's really hard. Every day is never the same now. I mean, there's structure with my children, but they don't want to do nothing. I've just decided to do as much as I can online. That's the best way, because when you work with a lot of autistic families, it's the autistic adults I'm really concerned about, because if they're not being included in the lot of the decision-making in the local boroughs, a lot of them are failing, and I'm getting calls through where one of the autistic persons said one of a couple of their friends committed suicide. So what is needed right now, I think, is finding organisations I can signpost families to right now. That's my major, one of my major issues with what's happening. It's just people calling me, but I only can do so much. I do a lot of online support. I think that's the best way of getting out at the moment, because we can't do face-to-face. And it's just about educating local businesses now and organisations that if they see a lot of distressed clients coming in who may have a diagnosis of autism but have not disclosed it, it's just how to support them and to make sure that they signpost them to the right organisations, because you can do more damage if you try and have a go. So it's just about being aware that not everybody's going to disclose they have got a disability. So that's for me. That's how I've got to cope. Nothing's really changed for me. Just I'm at home with three challenging teenagers, but they've got to stay in their own rooms so there's no arguing. Then that way I can look after myself. But when they're all together with my grandson in the midst of it, it's very hard for me. So it's just being alert and make sure that I look after myself first before I start looking after everybody else as well.
Right, Vanessa. So I've got two questions for you. The first one is... Who is supporting you?
I always say to everybody who asks me that, the first thing is if I didn't have my faith and the church that I attend, I think I would have had a nervous breakdown, because I don't have no family support. My family do not believe that the children are autistic because they're very high functioning. That's one. And then obviously I have the autistic community. They're the ones that constantly will call me. A Lambeth Autism Group, some of the committee members, they've been actually thinking about me. Cassandra Centre in Norbury, they've sent deliveries as well. So it's other charity organisations that I helped have come back to support me to make sure that, as everybody keeps saying, we need you healthy, we don't want nothing to happen to you. So that's where I've been getting a lot of my support, through the church and the local communities.
Okay, I did say two questions. I've got two more, actually.
Okay.
The first one is a joining question to the one I've just asked you. What can we do at the IOW to help you? Not what you do, because we're already in partnership there.
Yeah.
Right? What can we do to help you? Is it shopping? Is it some money? What can we do? What can we do to keep your mind whole? You want us to pay for some counselling sessions? What do you need?
I think, I suppose, counselling is not an issue because I get the support. It's a very hard one. When everybody asks me what do I want, I always find it hard to say.
Do you want to take some time and think about, you've got my email?
Yeah, I have to think about it because it's very hard. My head is always busy. And then when somebody asks me that question, it's like, oops.
Take
I would like
time.
To know I can run away.
You know, take your time, think about it. We can't get you a Porsche or Ferrari. I mean, we can't do that. But what we can do is maybe just offer some interim mental, emotional support, whatever you need, right? Because we know your task is hard. To raise three children on your own, even if they were, you know, they didn't have autism and a grandchild, is tough.
Yeah.
And you're a single woman, you know, so your social life is out the window, I guess. So I suppose the next question is, will you be able to teach people on a platform how to observe someone who may be showing autistic signs so that we can then start to refer to the agencies you've mentioned?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have been doing that all over the holiday, over COVID. What I've always tried to do is to make sure that every session that I have, there's different voices, because my experience as a mother is different to how an autistic mother or a father raising their son. But the situation that we're having now is we need more fathers to come forward, because a lot of fathers at home now with their families, and a lot of the parents are saying, you know, look, we're going for a separation now. They can't manage, because they realize now how traumatic it is looking after some child is challenging. So it's about how I can outreach to the fathers. And in particular, it's the churches that we need to outreach, because I've got a lot of complaints about churches want to talk about prayer and fast it out, beat it out the child. So it's just changing the dimension of how we do these online support and making sure that we've got autistic people who can speak for themselves so that I don't get it wrong, because I can get it wrong sometimes, because I'm still learning each time with all three of my children, because all their needs are very different.
Right. So, but I suppose let me ask my question in a different way. Earlier on, you mentioned people with autism going into spaces and people are not realizing that adult is autistic. How do we know if someone hasn't had a diagnosis? Is there something we could look out for? Perhaps, again, this could be something we have as a discussion offline, but it would be good if we knew how to observe, and then we could put systems in place. And that could be an immediate piece of your usefulness. You could be helping us to observe people with those traits or situations, and then we can know how to refer with conviction and support them, support you, support the families.
Okay.
So perhaps, Vanessa, if you could think about that, we would love for you to come on at 11 o'clock and do a session.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do.
But it's important. It's a critical piece. It's a really important thing. And then the more of us who are aware, then our behavior can change.
Yeah.
But if we don't know, then we're going to carry on treating people the same way, right?
That's right. And it causes, and again, when it comes to mental health in the autistic community, is very different to how they will look at somebody who's just a neurotypical person with mental health, which is something that needs to be addressed. And so, yes, I'm happy to do it. I just got to make sure I got the right information, because it's very complex.
Yes, I could imagine. All right. And Vanessa, please do put your details in the chat box, because you just never know who may be able to connect with you and or you may want to connect with, okay?
Yeah.
So thank you for your tireless work.
Thank you.
It's noted and appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you.